Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you, praise and the worship team. Give them another big hand clap. Glory be to God. Yeah. Some people live up to their names. All right? Okay. People live up to their names. So it's important that when you get children, give them, ask God for what you should name them. All right? Glory be to God. If your kid has a bad name, you can change it, by the way. Yeah, there's nothing in the Constitution of Uganda or in the Bible that says you cannot what? Change your name or your child's name. Glory be to God. Amen. My name is Moses. I was named not just, okay? And one of my, the calling that comes with a name is basically to shepherd God's people. Glory be to God. Anoint a few people. Amen. Like you are now. Amen. Amen. Many people. Okay. Glory be to God. They will come. When they will come, I don't know. But they will come. Okay. They will come as some of you leave. Amen. As some of you do what? As some of you leave. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. I'm surprised that actually you're this many. Amen. On Friday, I was somewhere at the Forest Mall. I'd gone to have lunch with someone at the Forest Mall. Then some lady came to me just to say hi. She knows me, she knows me anyway. So she came to say hi. So I said, hey, hi, Then I asked her, so how is some place, some meeting place where I thought she goes in the week? And then she told me that, hey, it's fine, okay? And so she left. So after she left, I sent a text, WhatsApp. I told her that I can see you have not been reading my words for the week. Okay. She said, I've been reading them. I said, okay, if you've been reading them, then you've been reading them with your head, not with the heart. Okay? They say, okay, I'm going to read them again. But I didn't tell her to read them again. It was I. And so she read them again, apparently, all the four of them. So then she wrote me back later. She's like, now I understand. Thank you so much. Then he said, well, I am disheartened, Because all of a sudden, when she read them again with her heart, now, dreams she had had in the past, made meaning. You see, that's when I've been saying over and over, even in those words of the week, that God has been speaking to people. All of a sudden, then she sent me those things, the dreams she has been having, in the past month, warning dreams telling her to take off. Okay? But I didn't respond to them. I was like, good, you have it, I don't need to respond because I don't waste time and I don't waste MBs. I'm joking. And this morning, she sent me a dream. This morning, she dreamt when visitors, if you're here, it's your first time, and we're talking about dreams. The Bible says that God speaks to with dreams. In the last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. You'll dream, you'll see what? visions and all those things. And then so she told me that she dreamt when I called her to tell her something. Okay? But then I told her that, have you received my message? Okay? So she quickly went on the phone and she saw a message I had sent her. And the message was saying something like, finally, you have gotten it. You know, eh? And I was telling her that for all these months, God has been warning you. Okay? And the message was saying, finally, you have gotten it. Glory be to God. So God is a good God. Eh? Amen. God is a good God. Eh? He does not delight in the destruction of his children. Eh? Okay? Destruction, defilement, rape, all those things. Eh? He doesn't delight in them. Eh? Okay? There's a gentleman I know. He's in this church. Eh? Someone approached him in the week and asked him, that who is Nicodemus? The way people are using that name now, you know, who is Nicodemus? Okay. And so this person felt that they know what Nicodemus is. So they told people, maybe this, you know, look at this. So the girl's like, are you sure? Come. Apparently, they went somewhere, and the person says, I've had two dreams in the past. You know, eh? Two, what? Now that's when I realized that almost everyone is just pretending, people are just in denial, you know, two. And in the dream, first of all, God is not using the name Unicodemus. God is very plain with the guy. Two. Two. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, people can't say that I'm the one who, you understand, who's making people. Yeah, people are having their own things, man. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, these things, you know, Elvis used to say, and I don't know if he still says it. He says that what? The scripture is there saying what? Don't consider what you see. You understand? Don't walk by your senses. Do you understand? But you're saying that, well, you know, I've been saying this thing since July last year. And when I say you owe him, you know, But from what we see, we just read people, you know, Since July last year. Glory be to God. Aha. This guy who said, who dreamed those two dreams, He said that even his sister who's not anywhere close to LAT, his sister had also two. Okay? And as expected, unfortunately, she's in denial. In one, she dreamt when Nicodemus, I think he entered this car, and then, you know, I think either the moment he came out of it or something like that, the car exploded, And then there was another one where, anyway, these things are very what? Serious. Glory be to God. Amen. So that you're here is a sign and a wonder. Glory be to God. It is a sign and a what? And a wonder. I was told that I wasn't the first one to dream these things. My things began in July. Apparently, someone I know had one before July. You know, and this one was deadly. Glory be. This one, the dream was that people, Nicodemus, was in his car, like with a torn shirt or something like that. The windows were down, and people were coming and giving him money. Now everyone was giving him money. was falling down dead. You know, eh? And apparently, he knew what was happening. You know, eh? Apparently, bodies were piled. Now, I don't think, well, I don't know. Again, these things, I go slow on them. Eh? Interpretations. Eh? I don't think it's a literal what? Dying. Eh? Like a physical one. Eh? You know, eh? But it just means, if God can depict something as death, eh? Then it is what? Serious. Okay? Mwagala prosperity. Mwagala nyo prosperity. And you're right, you should like prosperity because God delights in the prosperity of his servant. Okay? Okay? But as you want to prosper, what? You had better walk with God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, by the time this thing is over, people are going to realize, people are going to grow up. Eh? They are going to learn what the scripture means, eh? That we do not consider what we see. Eh? Okay? But what is not unseen. You understand? Eh? People are going to learn that man, eh, working with God, eh, is the best thing, not just making noise. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. Yes. Okay? So, yeah. Praise. Thank you so much. You've done, eh? You have lived up to your name. I'm also living up to what? To my name. Yeah, shepherding the children of God. And for now, there are few. Okay, but more are coming. Eh? Okay? As some of you are. Glory be to God. Then one day, you will say, that guy was nice. Yeah, he told us. Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? Yep. Hallelujah. Now, today we're going to look at something very simple. Eh? You all know it. Eh? What it means to be the bride of Christ. Eh? All right? I hope you understand that you're the bride of Christ. Eh? Or you're part of the bride of Christ. Eh? Okay? But you should also know that you're not yet married. Eh? You're actually betrothed, engaged, eh? But not what? Married yet to him. Eh? You're espoused. Okay? You're what? Espoused. Okay? I realize that, some people in LAT need English, what? Lessons, but we won't go there. Anyway, but you're espoused, you're betrothed, eh? Okay? And, now, as someone who's betrothed, okay, what does your bride expect of you? Your bride expects of you to be faithful, to him, eh? As you wait for the wedding, eh? Alright? What should you expect of your groom, your husband? You expect him, of course he loves you, eh? You understand, eh? And he will never stop loving you. Alright? And he is jealous for you, eh? Okay? And that means many things, eh? Okay? Hallelujah. And one day, you know, like the Bible says, there's going to be the marriage supper of the Lamb, eh? The Lamb is a groom, eh? Jesus. Eh? Okay, one day there will be a marriage supper or the Lamb. Alright? That's what I'm going to tell you, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 says, this is Paul saying, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband. Who is a husband? He says that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Okay? He has done what? Betrothed you to one husband. Eh? Okay? You should have one husband. Are you listening to me? Okay? One. That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Okay? Do you know the meaning of the word chaste? It means sexually pure, eh? All right? And betrothing means to promise to marry someone, but with a contract. Not these just engagement ring things, but, you know. Hallelujah. Okay? Amen. We contract that you're going to, you know, betrothed, engaged, espoused. All right? But he expects you to be chaste, okay? And to know that you're engaged to one man. All right? Now, that person you're bit, if you're a lady, or let's say us, the church, okay? Like I said, we are betrothed to Jesus, though the wedding, the marriage hasn't yet happened, okay? Actually, Jesus is still referred to as our husband. All right? Though the marriage hasn't yet happened, but in a sense, it is as good as done. All right? Let's see an example of how someone who's was engaged, someone, how that person is actually considered a husband. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed," you've seen it, "to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit." Before they came together means before they came to live as husband and wife. All right? Not before they went, what? To Javeka, whatever. To hang out. Hallelujah. Before they came together, before they had sex, okay? She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, you've seen it? Then Joseph, her husband. They are betrothed, but the Bible is referring to Joseph as what? Her husband. Okay? Why am I saying that? I'm saying that though you're betrothed, the marriage hasn't yet happened, okay? Jesus is still, it's as good as done, okay? Jesus is our husband. We as the church, all right? The body of Christ. Glory to God. And I said, the marriage is coming. Okay, it's coming. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 to 9 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come." Remember, this is in Revelation. Yeah? And we're not yet in Revelation, if I should say. Okay, so it is coming. The marriage is coming. Okay, "For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." Then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." Blessed are those who are called to the what? The marriage supper of the Lamb. So the marriage supper of the Lamb, okay, the Lamb, Jesus, marrying his bride, the church. Okay, it is coming. And then he says, "These are the true sayings of God." Hallelujah. Okay? I don't need to remind you that Jesus loves the bride. Jesus loves the what? The bride. In this case, the church. All right? By the way, I'm not the best person to talk about these things, but I was tricked into this what subject. Hallelujah. So I'm sure that some of you can sense that I'm not what flowing. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 27. But I'm flowing. Amen. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Okay? "Husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church." Christ loved the church by giving himself, for the church. He loved his bride, the church, by giving himself for it. So the point I'm trying to make here is that Jesus loves the church. Are you listening to me? This is very important because it has major implications. Okay? Jesus loves the church. Jesus loves you. Okay? You know, it says he gave himself for the church. Okay? He died for the church. He came from heaven to get a bride. Okay? And the bride price was his life. Okay? Jesus died, okay, to get a bride. He died, you know, for this, to get a bride. That was a bride price. His blood, his life. Okay? That has many implications, especially in the times or in the season we are living in. Okay? He died, he gave up his life for the bride. All right? Are you listening to me? You know that, okay? But you had better know it with your heart, not with your head. Like some of you are reading the words for the week, the last four, you know, with your heads. I was shocked. This lady who was reading those words with her head, she even shared one of them with her friends. So I thought, hey, this one knows. But when you talk, you know, but I guess, again, the sharing was by the Spirit. You know, the Holy Ghost can make you do things which you don't know, man. You know, Okay? Which you don't know, Okay, you don't know what you're doing, but, you know, behind the scenes, they go that you forward this thing so that I want to save some other kids of mine, All right? Glory be to God. So, you need to know this with your heart, that God loves you, And not only you, but the corporate body, of Christ. The body being his bride. Okay? So he says, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he may sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. That's how Christ loves the church. He not only gave his life for the church, for the bride, but he's also being the best he can with the bride. Okay? That he may present the church to himself, holy and without blemish. The Bible says a glorious church. Hallelujah. Now, what is expected of the bride? Let's go back to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 11, we read verse 2, but now we shall read verse 2, 3, and 4. Basically, what is expected of the bride in the meantime? You remember, this is like a courtship. The wedding hasn't yet happened. The marriage, you know, it's a courtship. It's a courtship. Jesus said that I'm leaving and I'm going to prepare a place for you. Then he said that I will come back and receive you to myself. So that where I am, you may also be. You understand? So he's coming back. He went to prepare a place. You know, I think that's what is called a bridal chamber. You know, for the church. And says, I'm coming back for you. That where I am, you may also what? You may also be. So when will that happen? Mpora. After the rapture? No. After the tribulation or before the tribulation? If we are going there with him. But these things are what? That's not the point. These tribulation things are not what? The point today. But it's coming back. Amen? Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. It says, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. So this is one, this is the thing that God requires of us. Jesus requires of us his bride. He requires us to be faithful. Not to get other gods, other husbands. You understand? Eh? Other boyfriends. Other what? Glory be to God. Many years ago, I don't know whether I was in senior six or any, I read either someone told me. No, I read the paper. You know, newspapers on Saturday and Sunday, they are just, you know, just stories. They have no nothing. Eh? Okay? And this person was saying campus girls, you know, university chicks, okay, but not you, eh? And you are not that, you understand, when you are there, if you're there, you're, you know, not you, eh? And this was just writing nonsense, eh? Say that campus chicks have, you know, now like, she has come from Rukunjiri to uni, eh? Okay, so when she came, she left a boyfriend in Rukunjiri. Okay. Okay, not Rukunjiri, because there are some of you are from there. Okay. Which, whatever. Okay, in California. Okay. When she came to Makere from the Silicon Valley, you know, in California, she left a guy there, her boyfriend there. Yeah, so that is the village boyfriend. Okay? So she came to uni in UG, then got a boyfriend there, you know. But then the guy, okay, he likes him. She likes him. He has a cute nose, you know. However, he didn't have money. You know, he's not broke yet. I mean, people have to go to what? One day get out for, you know, those things, eh? There used to be a place in Wandegea called, Sam, it was called what? You know it, but Mickey, no, not Mickey Moore. Eh? Tipsy. Eh? Yeah, Tipsy. That place was there before you were born, man. Okay? But those guys made money. Tipsy. Yeah. It was a guy that was only eating place in Wandegea. Huh? The what? It's still there, but another place, I guess. Eh? But now I guess it's not as booming as it used to be. It booms, eh? You know, eh? Tipsy. Now, even us, we are not at university, like before we went there, again, in holidays, man, eh? You had better visit Tipsy. You know, eh? It's a guild canteen. And some of you are very young. And then this government didn't do you a favor. Because now it opened up other what? Universities. Okay? Which is good, of course. I'm joking. Okay? But the guild canteen. Is it still there? Bridget knows. Guild canteen. Hallelujah. Now, I thought I was going to tell you very serious things. Eh? But now, I'm getting into this one. Okay? Guild canteen. You know, eh? These are the stories I think we shall tell in the millennium. Eh? How life was them days, you know, in the fallen world, you know, eh? Okay, Guild canteen. Sam, you know Guild, you remember. Guild, for you maybe you had, maybe it had already begun, what? Okay. Yeah, Guild canteen. You had better pay visit at Guild canteen in holidays. Okay. That guy who is what? Seated next to Denise. He knows what I'm talking about. No, that was a hangout, you know, Guild canteen. But what was I going to say about Guild canteen? Girls. Oh yeah. So yeah, she needs to what? Go Guild canteen. Yeah? That place in Wandegea in Tipsy. Yeah? So now, this guy with a cute nose is broke. You know. Yeah? So anyway, she has now to get another guy. You know, in Kla, yeah? Who can what? Finance the what? Those things. Then I hear these days now, teach 6 for Marx, you know. But the point is, Jesus didn't want us to be like that. We're not supposed to get other what? Okay, other boyfriend. And by the way, not other boyfriends. Because when you say other boyfriends, you're saying Jesus is a boyfriend. Okay, Jesus is not what? A boyfriend. But you can relate to him like that if it works for you, eh? You know, he has no whatever with that. This guy is saying I'm blaspheming, eh? But people have their ways of what? Of relating with Jesus, and it works for them, eh? Okay? There's a guy who just got saved, and the only, like, he was a street kid, you know, eh? In the U.S., and the only way to refer to Jesus, he would say that man, the top dog, you know, eh? That's the language he had, eh? And Jesus knew what the guy meant, eh? And Jesus was okay with that. Because in their life, man, the top dog, you know, that's it. Okay. So, Jesus is not offended by what? Okay. Yeah. But if you've been born again for 4 years, and you're still calling Jesus top dog, eh? Boyfriend, now there's a problem. Either with you or with the church that you're going to. All right? Jesus is not offended. There's a guy, you know, like an evangelist, a missionary, you know, he went somewhere, like to evangelize, okay, bring people to the Lord, okay? So, he begins to talk about the lamb of God who takes away your sins. And these kids have never seen a lamb. They don't know, lamb, sheep, they're not sheep in that place. They don't know, okay? But they knew pigs. I read this story, but they knew pigs. Okay? So what did the guy what? Say now, the pig, you know? Who what? Okay, and it worked, eh? But of course, as they grew, they learned, okay, it wasn't a pig, it wasn't a lamb, but we didn't know lamb, you understand? But it worked. Hallelujah. So just not offended by these things, eh? Hallelujah. It worked. And people got born again. No, man, there's a pig. Eh? The pig of God that what? Took away their what? And they got saved. Eh? But Jesus knows what they believe. Eh? That it's, they believe in him. Eh? But the pig was just an illustration to make them understand. But now I'm preaching what? Very serious things. Eh? So, just virgin. Eh? All right? Don't get other men. Eh? Other men, don't worship your pastors. Eh? Okay, don't worship whoever, your pastor, Benny Hinn, okay, Rick Joyner, you know. Eh? Okay, one God, eh? I pledge allegiance. You might sing it. I'm not saying you should, but you might. Okay, I pledge allegiance to only one God. Eh? Okay, there's that song. I will serve no foreign gods, no any other what? Okay, you know it, eh? And I see you all, but I'll find you tomorrow and ask you, how is this place? They say, hey, it's great. Then I realize you haven't been what? Reading my what? Anyway, okay, just virgin, eh? Okay, sexually pure, eh? As you wait for the consummation or the marriage, eh? All right? So he says in verse 3, but I fear, lest somehow the serpent, lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Okay? That means again, them drifting away from the person, from Jesus, who they are betrothed to. You understand? Their minds being corrupted and now they enthrone something else. Okay? But yet, they confess that Jesus is my, what? Boyfriend, what? Eh? But however, their actions, they are, you know, they're saying something different. Eh? Okay? So he says, verse 4, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, Or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not received, you may well put up with it. But the point is, okay, you're supposed to remain a chaste virgin, eh? Okay? You're betrothed to Jesus. The church is betrothed to Jesus, okay? And Jesus doesn't want us to what? To have any ideas for anything else, eh? Other than him. All right? Isn't that simple? There's nothing deep about that. Eh? But God wants you to understand it with your what? With your heart, eh? Not with your head. Okay? Now, because Jesus loves the church, because Jesus loves you, eh? Okay? He can be provoked to jealousy. Okay? He can be provoked to jealousy if you start looking at other what? Other boys. All right? Hmm? 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21 and 22. What does it say? It says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of... So what these Corinthian guys were doing, eh? They used to go into idol temples, man. You understand? And they would participate in what was happening there. Christians. Christians. Okay? And he says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of with demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Then he says, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? You know, the bride can be provoked to jealousy. And then he says, are we stronger than he? Okay? Meaning that if you want to provoke him to jealousy, okay, guess who will win? You understand? He said, do we provoke? You know, these guys used to do that. Now, they're Christians, by the way, but you wonder whether they are Christians. Anyway, from this verse, it shows you that they are Christians. Okay? Paul was telling them, stop it. Okay? Man, there's a girl, those days, you know, in Zoe, this, and I think she's still there, you know? Now, this girl, I won't say something about her because there's some of you who might identify her. But this girl, man, there's something she did, okay, in one of those fellowships. Eh? Okay? Then, anyway, as we were living with Elvis, as was giving me a ride back home, eh? He told me that he saw, in the spirit, and the girl, actually, he talked to her, eh? And told her something, that, and said that she had some, what? Funny things around what? Her waist, what? Those spiritual things. So this girl, man, was also involved in, in those things. But, yeah, shouting, And I think she was saved, because we can see that these guys were what? Anyway, some of these things are hard to what? It's God who has to give you a revelation that, okay, that one not born again, that one is born again, but they are still into things which they shouldn't be what? Man, these things are real, eh? And most of you, I guess, you know, some of your friends, what? And I hope you're not what? You're not doing that, eh? All right? So, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Do we provoke our husband to jealousy? Say, we shouldn't. Eh? Okay, so these guys were men. Eh? They were hobnobbing with other boyfriends. Devils, demons, man. And Paul was like, stop it. Okay? You know, he can be provoked to jealousy. And he says, are we stronger than he? All right? James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. It says, but not to you. It says, adulterers and adulteresses. Man, when I just at the peak, when I was at the top of my grace, you know, doctrine, you should have met me around 204, 205, 206. You want to know the grace of God. Some of these guys who you go to know the what? Man. I'm telling you, they are not, in those, they are not anywhere near, they are not my equals. If you heard me though, I'm telling you the truth. Right now I'm just what? In the middle of the road. And some of you think, no, you what? You're now judgmental, you're condemning people. You know, but you should have seen me when I was, you would love me, man. You say that you would, I'll become your boyfriend. So in fact, Jesus, you be there, let us listen to this guy who's talking about you, In fact, he's better than you. Because for you whipped people, You know, this guy is telling us that you can't whip again. Anyway, man, so when I came out, this script, these things messed me up. And the New Testament, and James is calling Christians adulterers. And in my doctrine of the grace of God, that wasn't, you know, sanctified forever. You know those things? He has been what? What are those? We are holy, we are blameless. You know those scriptures? In Ephesians. But you should know those scriptures, because that's what you are. Hallelujah. Okay? So when I would come across these ones, I would get what? Messed up. So, but the book of James, man, you can be enjoying the Bible, what? Cover to cover. Then you land across this James guy. But that's why many people, even Martin Luther said that this book of James, was whatever into the Bible. That's what Martin Luther believed, that it was supposed to be there. But the Catholics or whoever, smuggled it in. Because the things, man, which are just the total opposite of the grace of God, man. But this book is of God, just to let you know. And this James guy called Christians, some Christians call them adulterers. Adulteresses. Then you say, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Okay? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of God, a friend of the world, makes himself an enemy. Now, the grace of, now enemy, but he loves me, why, you know, I'm accepted in the beloved, you know those things, but now enemy. Okay? You know, but he loves you, but enemy, you know, Then say, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? You know, the spirit who dwells in us. Okay? Why is he calling people adulterers and, you know, adulterers? Because they're supposed to have what? One husband. The church is supposed to have one husband. But this means guys, man had got another what? Other men, you know. The church now was hobnobbing with other things. Idolizing people. Okay? Idolizing whatever money, you know. You know, You're there, You think your calling is to make history. You think you remember when God, you understand? Your calling is not to make history. But anyone who is living now is making history. Do you understand? This is a history about your life. Every minute you're alive, every minute which passes, that's history. Do you understand? So you can't have a calling that you're called to make history. Because you're making history. Do you understand? Okay, you're here to live for the one who died for you. And to do his will. Not to make history. Of course, it sounds cute, what, history maker, what, you know. Everyone is a history maker. Okay, but no one has a calling to be a history what? Maker. You're here to do the will of the Father. And if you do the will of the Father, you're making the history that matters. Okay? In the final question, we've been studying where Regina was told that God has another set of history books. These book history books you're reading, what? God has another set. Okay? Anyway, Adam, you know, he said, the spirit who dwells in us, you know, he yearns jealously. Why? Because we are the bride of Christ. And God doesn't want us, what? Okay? To get other foreign gods, you know, to idolize anything. All right? God doesn't want you to idolize, you know. Thank God I'm not yet at that level of being, what? Idolized. Okay? Because how can you idolize a guy? His church is less than 100 people. You understand? And some people just come here to listen to me say, Kati, what is the latest he's going to tell us about what? Nicodemus. They just come, what? If you want bufia, you just take me what? Out for lunch. These ones I told you just a few minutes ago. Eh? I have another more deadly ones. And I make sure that if you steal my phone, you won't get them. Some of them I delete quick, you know. Hallelujah. But these things are very serious. Very, very serious. There's a dream someone had. Was it Monday morning or Sunday morning, man? And it looks like it is, and it's possible that Nicodemus, in whatever he's involved in, these dreams kind of, as it seems like they're saying, there's actually a recruitment process going on. Recruitment, get people into EAA. And the dreamer was sure, but the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously for the bride. Hallelujah. Okay. So, we have to be faithful to the Lord. Faithful to what? To the Lord. Remember, you're the bride of Christ. You are, he loves you. And by the way, that is one of the most important things you should take from today. That God loves you. Jesus, you first leave God. You know? Jesus. Because by the way, God is not your bride, your husband. You know that. It is Jesus. Okay? God was the husband to Israel. Okay? But Jesus is the husband to the church. There's a difference. All right? So, Jesus loves you. He loves the bride. He loves you. Okay? And because he loves you, he's jealous. Well, there's a godly jealous. Okay? And you shouldn't provoke him to that. Okay? You shouldn't. We shouldn't. Okay? Now, what about people who come and try to entice the bride away from him? He's also against those ones. You know, people try to entice a bride from him, you know, so that, you know, they can, whatever, you know, people who defile, abuse the bride of Christ, you know, now that is very serious. You know, because he loves a bride. Okay? Proverbs chapter 6, let's read this interesting Bible. Proverbs 6 from verse 27, it says, can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be seared? Then he says, so is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Remember, we're the bride of Christ. Eh? So God is asking you, can you take fire in your bosom and it didn't burn you? Then he relates this to someone, you know, who messes up with someone's what? Bride, wife. In this case, we can apply it to whoever tries to mess up the bride of Christ, tries to entice the bride to him or to her. You know, and this one is saying, the verse says, you're playing with fire. You're playing with what? You're playing with fire, man. Verse 32 says, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. Okay? He lacks what? He who does so destroys his own soul. He who does so does what? Destroys his own soul. But you're like, but I know people who have done that, and you know? Okay. Maybe you are considering what you see. But I haven't been destroyed. People, what? You know, they're. Okay, well, first of all, it says he destroys his own soul. So you're just looking at the outside of a person. You don't know how his soul is destroyed. Okay? And the other things which are messed up in their life. You understand? But again, we're talking about the bride of Christ. And anyone who tries to what? To come, you know, to try and turn the bride of Christ into an adulteress. You know, the Bible says that person destroys their own soul. Okay? Okay? Verse 34 says, for jealous is a husband's fury. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will accept no recompense, nor will he be appeased, though you give him many gifts. In the context of today's sermon, this is referring to anybody who tries to mess up, to defile, to abuse, okay, the bride of Christ. To abuse you, to abuse me, to abuse the church. You understand? In any way, or to draw the church away from the Lord to themselves. Okay? This Proverbs 6 says, those people, that person is playing with fire. You know, And here, it talks about a husband's fury. You know, You know, the Lord's anger. The Lord, the husband. Okay? He says, that person will not be spared in the day of vengeance. You understand? So simply because there might not be visible consequences now, okay? But according to the Lord, he's saying that what? There's a day of vengeance, okay? Coming for that person who tries to mess up the bride of Christ. You know, now this just shows you how much the Lord loves the church. How much the Lord loves you. You know, he not only gave his life for you, for the bride. However, he also says that he will not even accept recompense. You know, and there's a day of vengeance coming. You know, he cannot be appeased with gifts. Okay? If he warns you over and over and you don't repent and you don't stop abusing the bride. Okay? There comes a time when you cross a certain what? When you enter into now, now you're finished. Where you cannot do anything to get yourself out, you know, of the fire that you decided to play with. Glory be to God. Again, I want you to understand today how much the Lord loves you. You know, He's jealous for you, You know, Okay? And so He's, His mind is full of you. You know, And He's watching, You know, To make sure that no one messes you up. No one draws you away from Him to themselves or to things. Hallelujah. Okay. There's a story. I hope it won't mess up the atmosphere. There's a guy I know. Some guy I know. I think he suspected or he knew that his wife, some rich guy, and most of you know him. But anyway, that's not the point. But this guy suspected or he knew that his wife was what? Was cheating on him, but I think he wanted evidence. So he put cameras in his what? In his house. I think he did, do something like that. I don't know a lot about those things, but of course, they must have been so tiny that the lady cannot, what? Okay? Now, so he did that. Do you know what happened? And this is not so far, you know. Do you know what happened? Man, the cameras worked against him. It's a true story, man. You know, I think the wife, I think somehow she discovered that they were, and now she used them also to what? To pin the guy. Evidence. You know, I don't know if they're still together, I don't see him with any, I don't know, you know, these things, man. Can you imagine you do something and then you forget, Well, actually, he thinks, of course, the wife, Yeah, she doesn't know, so whatever he does, and man, guy was in what? Big trouble, A very young girl, I knew that girl, she was a teenager, and man, things went bad, amen? Okay? Some of you, those are the only stories that you, when I'm reading serious verses, you don't what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. You know, the church is also called, it is not only called the bride, it is not only called the body of the Lord, it is also called the temple of the Lord. Okay, so 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 says, if anyone defiles the temple of God, which is the church, it says God will destroy him. Have you seen it? Man, these are the things which you read when you're enjoying the grace of God in the, in the Bible, read the grace of God, you understand how God loves that, And then when you come across these verses, and they mess up the flow of what? Even somehow you have to jump over them real quick. Okay? Have you ever read it, Sandra? It's there. These are the things, man. Anyway, if anyone defies the temple of God, the temple, the body of Christ, the bride, it says God will destroy him. Who will destroy him? Does God destroy people? See, the grace of God, no, God, no. His wrath was satisfied on the cross, Well, that's true. I don't disagree with you, but you have to also find a way of what? These verses. I tell you, Gamba, that's Old Testament. 1 Corinthians, have you seen it? 1 Corinthians, Paul, the apostle of grace, is the one who wrote these things. If anyone defies the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. All right? Again, just shows you how God loves the church. How Jesus loves the bride. How Jesus loves you. Okay? That is ready to destroy anyone who tries to defy you. You know, because he's jealous for what? His bride. You understand? Do you see how God loves you? There's someone else who should come and preach this, what? The message, the love of God, you understand? Okay? But for me, I'm just saying what he told me to tell you. Okay? We have examples of people in the Bible, okay, who, you know, couples where God intervened when a bride was going to be messed up. Okay? You know that story in Abraham and Pharaoh in Genesis 12. Okay? Man, the Pharaoh and Bambi, in a sense, it wasn't his fault. Because Abraham said, she's my sister. She was a babe. You guys, you think you have babes, like me, But there was a babe. She's in her 80s, 70s. And man, young bookings, but boyfriends, we are what? We are after her. Can you imagine a king who's 26? And the guy is running after what? A 70-year-old. Of course, I don't know how. Anyway, Pharaoh, Bambi, he was told, this might, so he took her. The Bible says God plagued Pharaoh's house because of Sarah. Plagues. Who, not the devil, God's. Whether God used the devil right now, I don't know, and I don't go into those discussions. But when God, for what? Because of someone's bride. You don't mess. Plagues until Pharaoh had to what? Release Sarah. If nothing had happened, he hadn't slept with her yet. You understand? Hadn't. Can you imagine? You're just thinking of something. I tell you, they all put bombs, man. The missile. So, but what have I done? He hadn't. But this was Sarah, man. This woman who's supposed to bring forth the seed. You understand? The promised seed, Isaac. God, that no one, even though it is Abraham, he deceived you. Well, it's my sister. He said, but don't, man, don't joke with his family. Don't. Can you imagine you're there, man? You have met a guy, tells you, man, this is my what? Sister. Say, hey, wow, you have a cute sister, what? You know, then what? You say, didn't all of a sudden, man, chaos, security guys are coming for you. See, but you guys, this, that's why we are here. That's why we haven't, that's why the bombs haven't yet gotten you. We threw them, in a way not to get you, but hadn't you released that? We are going to say now the real one. Okay. Many years ago, I was in Arua. I worked there for 2 months. So while there, I met OBs from primary school, SMARC, who were working there. So we would meet and then we just jazz. So they told me that, man, this place, these young boys in this place, man, are shady. Okay? They can send you their sister. Send you their sister what? Then, man, after you've messed up, man, the guys come for you. With the elders or the policeman. You have defied the young girl. And now, man, if you want what? Bring something. Bring dimes, man. So I don't know whether those guys were involved or they had an experience of the kind. I don't know, but they'll say, man, these boys here, you had better be careful with them. Because sister comes, why, Even after the cow. But that is so mean. How do you use your sister like that? And the fallen world. The fallen world. Okay? Pharaoh's house plagues for attempting. Hadn't even touched. Attempting. Okay? Then later, this guy, Abraham, did the same thing. Now it was with a certain king, Abimelech. Okay? Even him, he took her, okay? He took Sarah, okay? And what does the Bible say? 20:18, it says, the Lord closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. By the way, he hadn't yet touched her. But this is a very important woman, a carrier of promises. You don't what? If they tell you, which is my sister, God expects you to investigate it. Don't just allow. Don't just what? Investigate, man. See, you didn't investigate. That's why I gave you brains. So, you're what? You're in the wrong also. Women, you know, barren for just because of one woman, Sarah, someone's bride. So, do you realize how the thing of bride, what is very what? Serious. And remember, we're talking about the bride of Christ. If he could plague, you know, Pharaoh's house, just because of a human being, a human being, flesh and blood. How? And she's not even what? His bride. You understand? How much now? His bride, the church. Man, you go slow in church. This thing called the bride of Christ. You go slow on it. And we have read, okay? He who defies the temple of the Lord shall be destroyed. Right now, these are just natural examples. Okay? So, do you realize how precious you are in the sight of the Lord? And that's what I want you to live with. You are that precious to the Lord that is ready to destroy people for your sake. You understand? Destroy people for the bride. Glory be to God. Man, I just saw you're so cute. God is good. Amen? You're so what? You're so loved. Hallelujah. Esther, chapter 7. Remember, there was a guy called Haman. You remember? Haman had a plot to kill all the Jews all over the world. Okay? And Esther, Queen Esther, intervened. Because at this time, she's married to the king. Okay? So she's a queen. All right? So, Esther, you know, organizes a meeting with the king and Haman, who had a plot to what? And so as they meet, Esther tells the king that this is the guy who wants to what? To destroy us. You know, And man. So listen. So it says the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. So Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Then the king arose in his wrath. Okay? From the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stood before Queen Esther, pleading for his life. For he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. Let's go on. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across where? Across what? Say it. Let me. Couch. Had, not coach. You know, her friend across the couch where Esther was. You know, you're there pleading for your life and you fall. You understand? Now, look what happened. Then the king said, will he also assault the queen while I'm in the house? The guy was Bambi, eh? But just the appearance of it, eh? He wasn't assaulting the queen. Eh? He was pleading for his life. Eh? But he appeared like he was what? He said, the king said, no, we'll even assault the queen while I'm in the house. You know, eh? And you read down up to verse 10, the guy was hanged. Okay? Of course, he was hanged because of what he wanted to do to the Jews. Eh? But also this thing added man. Just the appearance, just like Pharaoh, Abimelech, they hadn't touched. You understand? Eh? And plagues, barrenness, eh? This guy was pleading for his life. But he wasn't doing it where he appeared like he's assaulting, what? And man, the queen, you even, yeah, no. Out. He was hung. Okay? That's how powerful this thing called a bride is. Okay? This is why someone like this need to be preached by a lady. Okay? Because guys might not have the real understanding of what? You know, okay? Adier, you should be the one to preach these things. Glory be to God. Okay? You know, appearing like, and it causes human problems. Can you imagine just the appear? I'm pleading for my life. Then the guy who sees it as what? You are assaulting. And that alone say, tell you who was that, you understand? Eh? This how serious is what? And now these are just natural examples. Eh? How much more eh, when someone decides to defile, eh, to assault, eh, to abuse eh, the bride of Christ, the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 says, God says, I will destroy that person. Hallelujah. I will. You're so precious. You're not something to be what? Ah, man, that's what? The stammering was. In smack, we used to call it scratching. Eh? You remember? Where did we get that term from? Scratching. Eh? Scratching. Hallelujah. I used to stammer in school, eh? But there were man guys who were worse than me. Yeah. Guys who are what? There's a guy I'm looking for. Hallelujah. Guys who are worse. Ay, so you stammer, but then now you start to feel sorry for guys who stammer. Say, Bambi, man. Eh? See, you know, eh? Okay? And how guys who stammer, and how they vibe chicks, you know, eh? When they meet their bride, eh? But I guess God makes something, what? Connect. He gives you a dream, he gives a dream. But still, you have to go, what? And what? But you guys, eh? If God gives you a dream about a chick, don't go with dreams. I had a dream. You have just messed yourself up and God there is like, yeah. Thank God she has even rejected you. You're one of my kids who is a fool. God said, I have many kids who are fools and you're one of them. And God can say, I actually even didn't know that what? That you're among my foolish kids. Eh? Okay? So, people have landed into trouble for messing with people's brides. Okay? And if you think this thing is very distant from you, you begin to see these things. Eh? Okay? You begin to what? To see these things. People being destroyed. Eh? And already they have been destroyed. What now you're seeing is just external things. Just deception. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen? Revelations 2:20 as we close. God is speaking to the church at Thyatira, and he tells the pastor there, the angel, he tells him that, nevertheless, I have a few things against you, pastor, because you have allowed that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. My servants here are the church, okay, you have allowed that woman, you haven't been a good shepherd, that means, okay, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality, to eat things sacrificed to idols. These are like the Corinthian church. They would go there, idol temple, and partake of the table, alright? And says, you have allowed that. And then God says, and I gave her, that woman, Jezebel, I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed. Who's going to do it? And those who commit adultery with her, into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one according to his what? His worth. Okay? Jezebel was going to be messed up. You see, God gave her time to repent. So it looks like Jezebel here is a Christian. Do you understand? And she's doing wrong things. A Christian, but she's making the church get into sexual immorality. Sleep with other men instead of understanding the bride of Christ. Okay? And God says, and I give her time to repent, to stop doing that to my church. And she did. Then he says, I'm going to destroy her. Hallelujah. Okay? So, that is how much you're loved by the Lord. Okay? And since you know that you're loved, you should love him. Okay? Be faithful to him. Be trust to him. Be faithful. Don't get other foreign gods. Hallelujah. Don't get other foreign gods. Don't worship anything. Don't worship money. Don't worship any human being. Don't worship anything. Let your allegiance forever be to the Lord and him alone. Alright? And as you do that, he's also watching over you. He's ready to destroy anyone who tries to mess you up. Glory be to God. Okay? You are loved. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.